Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, and there is a number of agadic statements on this daf, as we have agadata on daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. And on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about the following line. Amar Rev Yitzchak Bereid Rev Yehuda, La'olam Yevakesh Adam Rachamim Shalo Yechle. A person should daven that they don't get sick. Shem Yechle Omrim Lo Havez Chus V'Hipater. Because if he gets sick, so then, so to speak, the Gemara says the burden of proof is upon him. Then he has to Hamosim Mechaveir Alav Araya, bring his chus, so that he will be pater and be able to have Rachmanus. So again, it's harder to get better, so to speak, than not to get sick in the first place. Amar Mar Ukva, my kra, what is the pasuk? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. The pasuk is by the ma'akeh. Yipol hanofel, what's mimenu? The Gemara darshins, mimenu lahavi raya. From him, he has to bring a raya. Rashi me'achar shehu nofel. Once he's nofel, once he's sick, sorach limso mimenu umimasav raya l'schus. So if somebody is not sick, so then it's easier, preventative medicine, so to speak, than to be sick and try to get better. And then based on that, the Gemara quotes the Chazal related to the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, ro'i ze lipol misheshes mebreishes. This person, so to speak, is already ro'i to fall. Yipol hanofel, he's already called nofel, from sheshes mebreish, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that this person is going to fall. As Rashi quotes, "Tchsiv korei adoros beirosh and niglu lefan of doros who maaseyam vizman peranusam." Kadosh Baruch Hu knows already that a person is going to fall. Shaharei lo nafal v'akasiv karu nofel. He's called a nofel. He says, "Put up a fence so that the nofel doesn't fall." So why is he called a nofel already? Ela shemagalgun schusai dezakai v'chova aydechayev. But Kadosh Baruch Hu still doesn't want you to be involved in the nefila, even though this person already has the hashgacha that he's going to be a nofel, but still, we have to do our best not to be involved in that nefilas. So this gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of ma'akeh, the mitzvah of putting up a fence. It's counted as a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah slo saseh. In Parshas Kiseitze, the psukim tell us one pasuk. You shall put a ma'akev, alosasim damim beisecha. You shall not have blood in your house. That's the losasei. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. And the Sefer HaChinuch discusses at length here important yisodos about hashgacha. There are a couple of mitzvahs that the Chinuch talks in a lengthy way about hashgacha. By tzara'as, in Tazria Mitzorah, he talks about Hashgacha. And here too, by the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Well, the mitzvah is, L'hasira mechsholim v'hanagafim mikol mishkanoseinu. Right, we have to remove all dangerous items and situations from our area of residence. V'alzen emra v'asisa ma'akeh l'gagecha. We'll get to some of the details by the Shem soon. But says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, L'fi she'im heyos Hashem Baruch Hu, Mashgiach, v'prati b'nei Adam. Yes, Hashem is Mashgiach. We believe in Hashgacha Pratis. V'yodea kolamas. Hashem knows beforehand who's going to fall and what's going to happen and what good is going to be and what bad is going to be. And he quotes the Gemara in Chulin in the first parak. A person doesn't bang their finger in this world, if it wasn't hukras, it wasn't announced upstairs that was supposed to happen. There are many chazals that talk about the exactness and the specific aspect of hashgacha. Afal pikein, even though this is true, tzarech adam lishmar asba mina mikrim anuugim ba'olam. But still, we don't rely on an ace. And when a person doesn't say, and the person's not supposed to die yet, so I can walk in front of a train or rachman al islan, other things. No, we have to guard ourselves. We have to wear a coat when we go outside if it's cold outside. Ki akel bara olamo ubina oal yisodas amud yateva. Hashem created the natural order. V'gozar she'eish so refes v'hamayim mechabin alava. He said fire does this and water does that. Ukemochen yechayev ateva shim tipol even gedola arosh ish. And teva is gozer, that if a big stone falls on a person's head, shetirati tesmocho, his brain is going to get smashed. Oem yupol adem erosha gag hagavoa la'aricha yamos. If a person falls off a roof, he's going to die. V'ubarachu chanan gufos b'nei adam, and he gave a person da'as to protect themselves. So again, this relates to the unanswerable question that the Rambam deals with in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, that Hashem knows beforehand, even though we have free choice, relates to that. So here too, we have free choice, but again, there's nature, even though Hashem knows. V'nasan shneim ha-nefesh v'agufa b'tok galgal ha-yesodos, v'yachash ha-kel shibet ha-guf ha-adam l'teva, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the world of Teva, so he gives us a mitzvah to guard ourselves. Tzivo lishmar min ha-mikra, ki ha-teva shu masr b'yado ya'aseh pu'laso, Allah im lo yishmar mimenu. Nature is going to do its thing if the person and most people are masur to the teva, and therefore we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. That's why there's a mitzvah to build a fence on top of our roof. Even though Hashem knows that whether the person is supposed to die yet or not, it doesn't matter. Still, we have to do our best to protect within the world of nature. Yes, he quotes, there are some throughout history that have ruled over nature. Remember the Gemara in the first parak on Chulin, that one of the Amoraim did Kriyas Hayardain, right? We know Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and lived through the burning oven. So there are a couple of times throughout history that individuals have, so to speak, been Moshel on Teva, Yoshua and Moshe, and Nachdimon Ben-Gurion, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf, that talks about they stopped the sun and the moon. So that is true, but those are the exceptions to the rule. And our job is to be conscious and be subject to Teva and do what we can. But let's talk now about the lumdus behind the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Mitzvah Ma'akeh. Interesting discussion. We'll start off with the bracha. The Rambam quotes that there is a bracha on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. The Rambam says this, even though the Rambam says himself that there is no bracha if something is purely preventative. Mayim achronim, we don't make a bracha on, because it's purely preventative, removing the problem of melech stomis. We don't make a bracha on kashering our kalim, because it's just removing chametz, or removing treif. We make a bracha on tevilas kalim, because that's being mosif kedusha. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Brachos, in Perek Vav, that one does not make a bracha on... let's just read it. Nitilas Yadayim, he says, Melach Stomis, Vechulu, and then he says, Kalasar Nitilas Yadayim, where's the line? Vav Beis, and let me just find it. Skip this part. He says, Kalanodu Yada Bein Lachila Bein Lakriyashba Bein Latvila, Mavarach Tchila, Asher Gavisharim Vavisvano, Anitilas Yadayim. Shazu Mitzvah Chachamim Hishin, and Savinu Batora Lashmo Amehen. Umay Machronim, Ein Mavarachan Aleihem. Sheinan Elam Mneha Sakana. Lefichah Chayav Adam Lehizor Ben Yoser. Right, to be extra careful, but anything preventative, you don't make a bracha on. So it's interesting that the Rambam says that we do make a bracha on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. One might say, isn't the mitzvah of Ma'akeh also just preventative? And you don't have to make a bracha, it's preventing danger. So why is that? Says the Rambam, so he says it both in Perek Beis, Perek Vav, and in Perek Yud Aleph. But if you look in Yud Aleph Ches, in that same Perek, the Rambam says, Kol mitzvah shasiyasu ugmar chiyuva mevarech aleha b'shas asiya. Any mitzvah that is done right when I do it, there's no time delay, you make a bracha right away. Ha'oses sukkah, o lulav, o shofar, o tzitzis, o tefillin, o mezuzah, enim mevarech b'shas asiya. If I make a lulav or sukkah or mezuzah, that you don't make a bracha. I'm sorry, not mezuzah. Right, if I write a mezuzah, if I write tefillin or put tzitzis on the baggage, you don't make a bracha because the mitzvah is later on. They must say mevarech b'shas sheyeshe b'shukah, o yinaneh alulav, o yishma kol shofar v'chulu. Avalim asa makeh, the Rambam says, mevarech b'shas asiya. Right when you put up the makeh, shir kadoshana b'mitzvah v'sivanu, lasos makeh. V'chein kol kayotzi bazeh. So ask the achronim, how could the Rambam, if it's just purely preventative, making sure there's no danger, a person doesn't fall down, so how is it that the Rambam says that you make a bracha? Question one. Question two, what happens if a goy builds it? Is that okay? Is it okay to have a goy build the ma'akeh? So that is a discussion. The Minchas Chinuch assumes, no, you should build it. I'm not in construction. Get into construction for this mitzvah. Because the Minchas Chinuch, we'll get to why in a second. While the Machane Ephraim says no problem. Machane Ephraim Shluchin and Simon Yud Aleph says a goy could build it and a Jew could even make a bracha on that. We mentioned this a couple of days ago when we spoke about Alakas Neros. But says the Machane Ephraim Minchas Shluchin, Yochel Lavarich Alav, Ava Bisha Goy Oseyu Vein Shlichus Lagoy. Hani hechi dami b'midi d'boi shlichus, b'midi d'boi shlichus, b'la b'achi yochel ver la'soso, u'mashasa asui, no problem. What's the Machane Ephraim getting at? The chakira in the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. How much is the mitzvah of Ma'akeh a maisa ha-mitzvah and focused on the action, like lulav, like tzitzis, like tefillin, like shofar, like others, or is it more Pashtus, what we might have said, result-oriented. It's about getting it done. It's about creating a safe environment. It's not about the act of putting up the makkah. It's about the result of having the safe environment. That's the question. The Menachas Chinuch Lishitaso, a number of times in the mitzvah Tovkuf Memvav, says it is a mitzvah like other mitzvos. And if I put up a makkah 2 hours after I should have put up the makkah, I'm a vatal the mitzvah saseh, says the Menachas Chinuch. The gam pashit to take of sheish lo bias chal alav haasei valos haasei ubechol rega over alav haasei v'machir gach asa mikol makom motikin mashaver l'mafreya. Unbelievable. Kemosh lo hitel tzitzis. Mak is just like tzitzis. Ki achiyev shel mitzvah b'kol rega rachuv alav. Ki einzu mitzvah shi pamachas kemo lula v'umila v'chadome. V'zeh pashut. And then he says later on, and that's why you shouldn't have a guy do it, because it's a maisa ha-mitzvah. Im osa ha-mitzvah de cherishot v'katan o goy to la bar shlichus lo kiyem ha-mitzvah u'bitel ha-seizeh. Wow. If you have the guy put up your mak, it says the menachas chinuch, you're mavatel the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah now because the situation is no longer there. But you aren't mekayim the mitzvah. Nehi da'al ha'lo saseh lo avar kivan shu nishmar v'lo shayach lo sasen damim it. The lo saseh, fine. You don't violate anymore of a mitzvah saseh lo kiyim. De mitzvah saseh, tzorach lasos oho o shlucho. Kimo afrash humus u'maisrus. Even, you have other mitzvahs that achieve a result, but still, you should do it, says the Menachas Chinuch. But that could also be the answer for the bracha. Right, according to the Rambam, it could very well be that it's not just about creating a safe environment, the result, but it is about the Maisa HaMitzvah. It might have an element. We'll get to that a little bit later. But it's about the Maisa HaMitzvah. Rav Schwab also, in the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva on Ala Torah, he brings this as a proof also. He quotes the Rambam that says, he quotes this problem. You don't make a bracha on Dvarim Shem Yishum Sakana, but you do make a bracha on Makeh. So he says, it must be, Shemiyad B'shas Chidusha Shal Abayis Mischai B'Makeh, Af Kodem Shiyadur Sham. Maybe even before you live there, right when you build a house, right? Kitivin Abayis Chadash. Not like Mezuzah, which is just Chovas Hador. Chiyuva Af Kodem Shemagia Matzav Sheyuchal Layos L'Sakana. Right? Even if nobody lives there yet, there's no Sakana. So it must be that there's a mitzvah, a maisa, a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, and not just about getting it done, result-oriented. So the nafka mina is bracha, nafka mina is what about a goy? And that's the Machan Ephraim. It's result-oriented. So even if a goy builds it, I can make a bracha on it. You might have said, a goy can build it if you don't make a bracha. The Machan Ephraim is saying a little of both. How high does it have to be? How high does it have to be? So the Rambam says in that is 10 tefachim. That's where the Rambam's halachas amake are. Rotzeach hashbir sanefes. The Menachas Chinuch says it has to be what we call loose ten tefachim, not tight ten tefachim. Says the Menachas Chinuch. V'lon is bar b'divrei Rambam v'shulchan aruch masar tefachim b'inyan shiyu sochakos to halachumra b'inyan sochakos. You need big ten tefachim. V'yim kein nira pasha the zorach shiyu sochakos. He says, yeah, I think you need big ones. While the Emek Bracha, Reb Hermanchik says, why would you need big ones? This isn't a din of shiurim, like a din of safik daraisa lechumra, that it's a maisa mitzvah to be machmir. Lani yatayti nira, says they make bracha. Tahadaz lina lechumra b'shiure tfachim ba'amos, ain't el ba'akam divina din shiur. If you have a din of a shiur, of a sukkah, of a mavui, of a madabi inan gova asar tfamake, ain't ze klal mishum din shiur mechitza. It's not mechitza, it's just what is shamur. And therefore, you wouldn't need the sochakos. You wouldn't need the loose ones, but the minimum ones. And therefore, one would be able to have the lesser ones. And again, that's another nafkamina that one can have in this regard. There is another discussion, interesting, that the Nitziv has. The Nitziv has that the Sifri has a number of pturim on the mitzvah of ma'akeh. The Sifri says maybe not Beis HaBakar and Beis HaTeven and other types of items. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Rotzeach. Mitzvah zaseh la'asos adam ma'akeh l'gago, shtemer basiz ma'akeh l'gagecha, v'hu shiyeh Beis Dira, avol Beis Otsaros, u Beis HaBakar, v'chayotzeh ben enu zakagla. If it's a storage house, it doesn't need. So that's based on the Sifri. So the question is, why does that not need? Is that because it's no danger? People don't live there? Or maybe it's more of a formal requirement. The Nitziv, in his commentary on the Sifri, he re-understands that whole Sifri. Od yesh lomer, dimu mishtamish al gago vada chayev. Right, if the Beis HaTeven and the Beis HaOtzar is usable, people use it, of course you're going to be chayav. That's not what the Sifri is talking about. Hada batrina and Beis HaTeven kidela el mayri kishin mishtamei sham. Aval kishin mishtamei shviyu chalova di mechshol over. Al mitzvah zasei, yishama lachosh, varnashka ma'od, valos asei losas andamim. Ala kishinu mishtamei sham. Ve'in lachosh is lushum mechshol. Mikom makom. So that's a chidish in the other way. He says, no, we're talking about a case where the Peturim only where you don't live there. That's where there is no lo saseh. But even there, you might have a mitzvah saseh to put it up. So that's a chiddush. Even if there is no makom of sakana, there's still could be a mitzvah of putting up the fence. One final point, and then we'll get to the last section, and that is the Shibali Haleket has an unusual line in Hilchas Chanukah. Shibali Haleket says that one is supposed to treat the ma'akeh properly. Demina shamina l'shar mitzvahs kemo ma'akeh ositzis v'sukkah. Sha'asur l'shtamish ben derech b'zayon lidros aleha. Don't trample on your tzitzis, sukkah, and ma'akeh. That's the Shibali Haleket, or if Shlomo Zalman doesn't understand, what does that mean? Ma'akeh is not a chefzah shal mitzvah. You want to say tzitzis and sukkah, that's tashmishe mitzvah. A mak isn't tashmishe mitzvah. It happened to be I did a mitzvah with this. But it's not that it was a chefzah shal mitzvah. That is a big chiddush that Shibali Haleket has. But again, it's something to do related to, reflects, that it's not just about getting it done, but it's about the maisa itself. There could be, and this will, the final section that we'll talk about, it could be there's a difference between the asay and the los asay. Right, we know there's two mitzvahs counted by the Rambam, by the Chinuch. There's the mitzvah of losas and davim v'vesecha, do not have dangerous situations in your house, and yasis ma'akal gagecha. So even our Hakira might be totally on that. Losas and davim v'vesecha, the losase might be about preventing danger. Make sure there's no danger. The mitzvah sase might have some extra element, not just from the danger, but even beyond the... Beyond. What is the Menachas Sanan? Menachas Sanan even brings a raya to this. Just see if I can find it. Menachas Sanan brings a raya that the asay might be more inclusive than the los asay. The raya is the discussion of the Rishonim in Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet has a list of mitzvahs asay that are not Zman Grama, and therefore women are obligated in them. Hashavas Aveda, Shiluah Hakan, Ma'akeh are some of the ones on the list. So all the Rishonim ask, those are not Zman Grama, and that's why women are obligated? Why? Even if those would be Zman Grama, women would still be obligated, because all of those on the list have a lo sase related to it. And women are obligated, lo hashavas aveda, lo tuchal esaleim. Don't turn your back. Shiluach hakan, right? Shalat shalach zayim zayim tikach lach, right? Don't take it while the lo tikach ha'im alabanim. And by ma'akeh. So ask Tosfos, ask the Ramban, ask all the Rishonim. How could the Gemara give those specific ones as examples? It's dafka wrong ones, it seems. Those are examples of mitzvah seh shelo zman grama, and therefore women are obligated? No. Even if those would be zman grama. So Menachas Chinuch says no. Menachas Chinuch says there are times where the asay exists and the lo asay doesn't exist. And that's why, if it would be Zman Grama, women would be Turos. Ufi mashakasafti nicha. Di b'toras lo saseh, says the Menachas Chinuch, haisi isha yichol olasos ma'akeh, al yidi goy yachar shot v'katan, talab anei shlichus. Abal atah, hatora chivo usal akai mitzvah saseh, v'tzvich olasos ba'atzma, o yidi bar shlichus. And if not, bitel ha-mitzvah. That's the Menachas Chinuch's answer, his raya, that the asay is more inclusive than the lo saseh, the fact that it is on the list. There are a couple of other answers given by the Rishonim to answer that question. Tosfos says, fun, sometimes you have Hechi Timsis where you have an asay, similar to the Menachas Chinuch, but not in the same way, where you have an asay that is not exactly parallel to the Los Asay. It's a big chiddush. He says, what's the example Tosfos says? Tosfos says, Debekulu Mishkachel Bo Asay Belo Lav, Ubamaka Ein Shaykh Lo Sasan Damim, Ela Bibone Bayis Mitchila Al Menash Shelo Lasos Maka. Says Tosfos, you know when the Isser of Losas and Dama applies? When you build a house with Kavana not to build a Maka. The creation of the Davar Hamazik. That's the Isser. If I happen to buy a house and I don't put up a Maka, there's no, the Bittel Asay, says Tosfos, but there's no Los Asay. So that's a very limited view of the Los Asay. Only if I build the house, Al Menashe Lo. Avalam Haya B'day to Lasos Maka. If I plan to build a Maka, Ulacha Shebeno Nimlach, or I change my mind and then I don't want to. Osha Asa V'Nafal, Ein Shamel Asay, and that's why women might have been obligated if it was not time-bound. There is another answer given by the Ramban and the Ritva and others, a beautiful answer, and that is an important yisod when it comes to mitzvahs that have aseis and lois aseis. Whenever we have a mitzvah that has an asei and a lois aseis, you have to ask the question, what's the ikker and what's the tafel? Are there two different mitzvos here, or is one just to kind of like strengthen the other one? For example, Hashavas Aveda, return the item. Don't turn your back on the lost item. So, of course, the ikar is return the item. The Torah is being mechazik it. Don't turn your back. Really return the item. Says the Ramban, the Ritva quotes it in Kedushin Lamed Aleph also, that when it comes to all of these on the list, the asay is the ikar, and the los asay is just to be mechazik the asay. And if that's true, and this is an added chiddush, that's one chiddush, but then there's a chiddush al gabi chiddush, that if you have a los asay that's just to be mechazik the asay, if that would be time-bound, women would be turos. That would be called the mitzvah asay, shazban grama, even though there's a los asay involved. But because the los asay is just to be mechazik the asay, that's why you don't view it as a separate los asay that women would be obligated in. And therefore, that's why the Gemara has to say these are not time-bound, and that's why women are obligated. To Bahani, says the Ritva, avagav de isbuhu los asay, eino ikar ela asay shabahem, velo asa los asay, velo kiyume la asay, to be makek siv asisa makek, ligagecha, uboa ratzon vakavana. That's the ikar. V'yacharkach los asay nama vesecha, kloma lo ta'aki milasa mitzvah zu. Don't not do the mitzvah makek. Make sure you do it. And that's why women would have been pturos had it been a Zvan Groma. But either way, the Minchas Chinuch brings this Gemara as a raya that the asay is more inclusive than the los asay. Either way, these are a couple of ideas relating to the mitzvah makeh. But again, as our Gemara says, kiyipol hanofel, it also teaches us a lot about hashgachas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.